Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. I am here with my friend, and Chris, you and I actually were friends on Facebook for, I want to say, at least a year or more before we finally met face-to-face at WordCamp St. Louis last year. It was like, so that's what you look like in person. It's too funny. So this is Chris Wiegman. Chris, how are you doing this evening?
Great. Thank you.
Great. It's nice to have you here. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Chris Wiegman. I'm a, what's my title officially now? They've changed up senior staff engineer for WP Engine, or I work on the DevKit product, which is our new local dev solution. I've worked for TenUp, iThemes, universities, you name it, and WordPress. I've probably been employed there at one point.
Have you worked for Give?
Not yet. I did. Matt did kind of work for me when I had my own plugin. No, he was my support guy.
Oh, cool. So there is definitely a connection there too. So yeah. I also like how you said not yet. Don't make the guys at WP Engine nervous when you say that now. So I always ask people to show us their mug, and you don't have a mug. Show us what you brought instead.
I'm the weird non-coffee drinker, so I have Kirkland's Black Raspberry Sparkling Water.
Well, that sounds good, though. It's important to be hydrated, whether you're a coffee drinker, tea drinker, water drinker, whatever. I do have a cup of coffee in my Give mug tonight. And we always joke about these because if you're you have to drink left-handed if you want anybody to see the logo, because if you are right-handed and you drink right-handed, it's just a black cup.
So. Oh, I never noticed that. I have that that mug. Of course, I don't drink coffee.
On the back, you could write in chalk.
There you go. Just put happy birthday, Ben, on it.
He'll love that. He hasn't been on the show yet, but when he is, I'll probably sing to him. Whether, perfect. Because you know, every day is his birthday except his actual birthday.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I am drinking coffee, but it's the second half of a cup that I started in the last episode I just finished recording. So it's tepid at this point. It'll be iced coffee within the half hour, I'm sure. So I don't know how you got started in WordPress. So that's a story I haven't been a part of before. So tell us, what's your WordPress origin story? How'd you start in WordPress?
Sure. I actually was an airline pilot by trade. And went back when the last recession hit around 2007, I had the option of going to work for an airline that did lay off everybody not long after that, or my alma mater where I learned to fly called and said, hey, when you were a student worker, you were fixing computers. Do you want that job full time? Can't pay you much, only what an airline captain makes. So I got 25, 27 a year, so whatever it was, but any degree I wanted to get. So I went back for a master's of computer science and ran the websites for the aviation department. So that's kind of led me into WordPress doing that stuff.
That's pretty cool, actually. So you flew right into it, is that what I heard?
Ouch.
At least you didn't crash and burn. But ching.
Any landing you can walk away from is a good landing.
That's what I heard. It reminds me of that that joke about, what do you call the guy who graduates last in his MD? Doctor. Like, somebody was at the bottom of that list and they still are treating people. So yeah, as long as you can walk away, you're good, right?
Exactly.
Now, you and I have seen a million different websites over the years, for sure. What is something that you think that people don't pay enough attention to when they're building websites? Something that they skip over that would make their websites so much better?
I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. I wouldn't say it's necessarily accessibility, but an over-reliance instead on design. Design is neat, but some things seem to be so over-designed in an effort to be edgy or whatever that they're almost unreadable. Mm. So yeah, that comes into accessibility, that comes back into functionality, content, you name it, but just that stepping away and realizing there's more to a website than aesthetics.
It's like that that old oatmeal. From the oatmeal with, like, it starts off as a really pretty sight, and by the end it's got cats flying out of toasters and a dog running across the bottom, and
it can be too much. The Ling's Cars guy, have you seen that one?
No.
It's some guy in the UK. It's Ling's Cars, and I mean now it's he's been doing it for so long. It's the attraction of the site itself, but it looks like something out of 1996 with the marquees and everything.
I'm going to have to check that out, like blinking, flashing, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. It's, yeah, over-design is definitely worse than under-designing anything. It's like my mother always used to say, before you leave the house, look at the mirror and take one thing off. So if you've got on a necklace and earrings and rings and a watch, you've got too much, leave something at home.
Yep.
We need to do that with our websites.
I can see that. I like that. Or just even as an engineer, you know, we're always warned not to over-engineer everything. Designers, I know some great designers, this is not everybody, but all too many sites you hit, the designer did not understand that themselves.
Yeah, there really is no such thing as a better mousetrap, right? Like, sometimes things are good the way they are.
Yep.
That's too funny. I love it. When you first started with WordPress, so how long ago was that?
I think my .org account, when I looked recently to answer questions on the show, actually was September of 2010.
Okay, so you've been with WordPress for quite a while then.
Yep.
Using it. So when you think back to the beginning, what's something that you wish you knew then that you've learned since that might have made life a little easier?
This is another one where I'm like, which one do I pick? There's so many things. Really, I think it's that you don't have to be a master of everything in WordPress. You don't have to be, you know, I don't have to call myself a dev if I'm designing sites. I don't have to be a full stack developer that does absolutely everything. You can specialize and you can do quite well when you do.
Mm-hmm. I had a freelance business for 5 years and I don't know any development. So I made tons of sites, over 300 websites, and without knowing a lick of PHP or JavaScript or anything. So you're right. You don't need to know everything.
I built the big plugin and I don't know a lick about business or design. So I totally get that from the other side of things. There's a reason. Yep. I had to sell it.
Exactly. Care to tell us what plugin that was, or can you not say?
Oh, no, I totally can. You could, I mean, there's articles on the WP Tavern, Better WP Security, which is now iTheme Security.
Oh, cool. Very good. Yeah, I've heard really good things about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, design a lot.
iTheme does a lot of cool things. Absolutely. So that's definitely cool. What are some of your favorite WordCamp meetup talks or, experiences that you've been there? Maybe something that really rises to the top as an aha or inspirational moment for you. So what would that be?
Sure. Two I can think of. One was really just last weekend. Was it last weekend? 2 weekends ago now at WordCamp Jacksonville. I saw one of the best security talks. I believe the gentleman's name was Steve Antz. Don't quote me on that. But his just an excellent, just the way he presented how hackers hack a website was one of the best ones I've seen. I thought that was really good. I can think back to some of the talks Joe Hesse Josefa has given over the last year with some great talks in inclusion and community. And I think those types of talks, and she's not the only one, but a lot of the community talks have kind of helped me try to shape the direction I've gone a little bit. And then this, my own job, I can trace back to WordCamp San Francisco 2013. Mark Jaquith gave a talk on Vagrant, and I started building local dev tools out of Vagrant and then Docker. That's literally my job these days, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's very cool, actually. It's interesting. A lot of us can trace our jobs back to a WordCamp where we met somebody that connected us. Like, I met Give and Jason Canill up at WordCamp Ottawa 2 years ago, and now I work full-time for Impress. So more and more, it's about making those network connections when you're at those kinds of places. I always tell people, I promise, if you go to WordCamp, you will find or meet or learn something new.
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, I still do too many of them, even though I don't really need to anymore because I love them. The community's been awesome. Friends that have helped me, it's been pretty great.
I'm addicted. I go to as many camps as I can drive to every year, whether I'm going for Give or just for me. So.
Nice. We do the same thing. In fact, I joke with WP Engine because I don't always ask them to pay for them because my wife she works for John Brown. She's a project manager for a small WordPress agency. So when she goes with, we pay for them because that's our tax breaks because she's 1099 because we're both doing it for professional reasons. But yep, I totally get it. We do quite a few. In fact, I'll see you in Ottawa this weekend too.
That's right. I will see you on Friday.
So. I won't. I just realized get in until 10:30 p.m. I
was like, no! You're going to miss the speaker dinner.
It was supposed to land at like 8, and I looked today and they had pushed the flight back. Now it doesn't leave Toronto till 9. I was like,
Bummer.
Story of my life.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody you said hi. They'll see you on Saturday.
Yep.
It looks to be good. And I actually contacted you to see if you would be on a speaker panel with me. So we're going to be talking about ethics. I hope you have some good stories.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, Cami Chaos is going to be on that with us, and Matt Graham, and Shanta Nathwani. So the five of us will be on that panel together. So.
Ooh, perfect. I think I know everybody on that except for Matt, but I'll figure that part out this weekend.
Yeah. You'll know him soon enough. He's also a really good guy. He's doing a panel this weekend on Gutenberg.
Oh, cool.
And you know, block editors and things like that. So that should be fun too.
Very cool.
Very cool. And what's your talk this weekend on?
Privacy. So kind of digging into that ethics side of things. At least that's the way I typically approach ethics, from the human rights type privacies and stuff like that. And, you know, just practical. It's not, you might not have anything to hide, but you got your customers' emails in your email inbox, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So just kind of how to treat that from a basic point of view.
Are you going to touch on like GDPR and the way that WordPress can now let you wipe out somebody's user information and that kind of stuff?
Or actually, not so much. It's like, if you have an Android phone, here's how you can encrypt all your email. If you on your browser, here's ways you can isolate cookies so things don't get in trouble. I've given this talk a half dozen times from London all the way to the U.S. Every time I do it in the U.S., if I mention GDPR, I just lose people. I don't need to deal with that. So I've taken out I know Canada's not the U.S., but they're also not under GDPR's jurisdiction. Right. So I'm keeping the GDPR side of things out of it.
I don't blame you. Yeah. A lot of people think that it just doesn't affect them. And I'm like, well, as soon as you have a customer overseas, guess what? It does.
Yep. I've been literally laughed. My last employer literally laughed at me when I told them that, yes, we have customers. We need to. Oh, no, we don't. We don't need to worry about it. So, yeah, there's way too much of that attitude.
Yeah. My guess is that when they start doing all these big lawsuits, it's going to go after the big fruit first. But eventually it's going to trickle down, and the low-hanging fruit, like those little guys, are going to get hit too for not being cautious.
Yeah, not only will they get hit, but at some point when laws start, the U.S. is probably pretty far away, but especially Canada, the countries that are a little more first world, as they start to pick up these types of laws, those developers are going to really have to, if you're ahead of the game, you're ahead of the game.
Exactly. Forewarned should be forearmed, right?
Exactly.
So it's coming. So tell us a little bit what you do at WP Engine, like go a little more in depth about what you do on a day-to-day or what kinds of projects you're working on and what you do with them.
Sure. I was brought in for one project and one project only. I'm actually not working directly in WordPress. I'm working in something called Golang, which is a language Google started about 10 years ago. And we're writing DevKit, which is, if you've used MAMP or I hate to list other WordPress ones because I've got good friends that work on these projects, but things like Desktop Server. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an alternative product that integrates a little bit better with the WP Engine system.
Okay.
Pulling a site down from our system, running it locally with, you know, just a command or two, doing your dev work and getting it pushed back up to the site, up to the servers. Mm-hmm. So I'm full-time on that.
Well, that's awesome. And one of the nice things about WP Engine, I think you guys might have been one of the leaders in this, is having staging within your hosting so that people can actually stage their sites on within their hosting and have other people be able to contribute and work on it before you push it live.
I don't know where that came in. I have only been here since September, so I'm not really sure if we were the
first. Just smile and nod. That sounds good, Michelle.
I self-hosted for years before this, so I have this bad thing where I don't really know what differentiated hosts before this. Sorry.
That's okay, but I do know that a lot of hosts since WP Engine, I believe, was one of the first ones, and since then a lot of other hosts, even the hosting that I'm using right now, went from just having, you know, your live sites to actually moving into staging that just makes life a lot easier and allows you to see what's going to break your site before you actually break your site. So.
And I imagine it saves them a lot in support costs too. When you push something to prod, then you're panicking call to help me revert. So, Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And you can have all of the documentation you want in the world on how to revert for yourself, but you're still going to get the panicked phone call because nobody's looking for that in exactly. that particular moment. So yeah, for sure. Too funny. So you go to WordCamps, like WordCamp Ottawa this weekend. Are you going with WP Engine? Is this one you're going on your own or?
Nope, this one's WP Engine. I mean, frankly, coming from Florida, it's a bit of a marathon trip for me because I get there at now 11 p.m., 10:30, whatever it is, Friday night, and my flight takes back off Monday morning. So, yeah, I'm going just to talk about DevKit and privacy and all kinds of all that fun stuff for WP Engine.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you there for sure. We'll have to hang out a little bit.
Definitely.
And you're not on Facebook anymore, so I don't even get to see you there. So
no, just Twitter. But I do see you on Twitter, so that works out well.
It does, and I'm tweeting a lot lately with the WP Coffee Talk, especially trying to push stuff out there. So I'm becoming a better user in the community of Twitter. So it's kind of fun.
Right on. Twitter is neat for me because it's a lot easier than it's like Facebook without the toxicity. Which I know for some people aren't that lucky, but somehow I've just managed to avoid most toxic BS on Twitter. I couldn't on Facebook, so I get it.
Yeah, and it's 280 characters or less, so you don't see giant rants, even if they do. And the ones that are threaded are usually interesting stories, or just skip it. Just scroll on past it if you don't want to see it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely easier to do it, it seems like, on that platform. I don't know why, but it is, at least in my case.
And you can always sort by hashtag, too, so that you're just looking for things WordPress related, or you're just looking at your friends, or build lists and things like that, which makes it a lot more fun.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's awesome. So you've only been there since September, you said?
Yes.
So that's kind of fun. Are you a distributed company, or do you go to an office every day?
We bought Studio Press last summer, which gave us before that, there were a handful of us distributed in the company. With Studio Press, of course, that whole team is distributed. And I do believe, I've been told by one of my managers, this project is growing. I'm my third manager in a year because the project was just more unofficial as it started. So it's just kind of as it's gone through its stages. That at one point, one of the managers mentioned to me, I was the first new hire remote outside of Studio Press. So that felt funny. Because we have offices from London and Krakow to Brisbane and 5 or 6 of them in the U.S. We do have big offices, but we are growing on a remote side as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're what I call semi-distributed then, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we are too with Impress. There's an office in San Diego. There's an office in Rochester here, and everybody else is remote. So.
Well, I didn't know you had an office in Rochester. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's where I am right now. So we have an office of 3 right now, and we're going to be adding to that staff by the end of this year. One of our people is going out on maternity leave, so that's a good time to bring in somebody new, learn the job, cover for her, and then we'll have duplicate when she comes back. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I've been to the San Diego office before. I didn't even realize that with the Rochester. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, we opened it. We actually had our grand opening in April, so it's fairly new.
Oh, I did see, I think Nick Adams was in the pictures online. I'm sorry, I completely had forgotten about that.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah, he came and spoke, saying what a great thing WordPress was and how it was nice to have a local office here of people who are working in the community. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love Nick. He's awesome.
Nick is awesome. Sure. Well, I mean, everybody that I've met around Give, Matt is one of the earlier people I met in WordPress. Devin's awesome. You're awesome. I haven't even met Taylor in person yet, and she just seems awesome.
I agree. Yeah, Ben's a hoot.
WordCamp Orlando last year, we made Ben a birthday cake in Duke colors.
Now, people don't understand the birthday thing. So everybody, like, hearing us talking about Ben's birthday, give a quick overview of what that's all about.
I don't even quite know. Roy Sivan, I believe, started it. It's just every day we just wish Ben happy birthday. There's even isitbensbirthday.com or .club or something.
Yeah.
Where it just says yes, unless it is his birthday. But we just keep wishing him happy birthday. And it's gone as far as I can say. We bought him a birthday cake. And, he's Ben UNC online. So we bought him a cake in Duke colors for his birthday at Orlando last year.
Did he eat it? Did he trash it?
I think they all ate it. He just pretended it was UNC colors.
There you go. I could just see him shaking his head a whole lot.
when he listens to this, I'm sure I'll get some fun tweets.
For sure. That's so funny. Let's move into our, what I call our rapid fire type questions. Let's move talk a little bit about some of those things. If somebody's building a website for the first time, or, you know, they're either building their own or they're starting out building sites for other people, what are a few plugins that you would recommend that they make sure that they have on a site, either by specific name or by type of plugin?
This one's going to be sound kind of strange because it depends entirely on what their site is. Donation site, of course, Give.
There you go.
Forms, I recommend Gravity Forms heavily. I more recommend that people look for the more prominent names behind the plugins for whatever they need to do. Yeah, I used to say Jetpack or this security plugin or that whatever, but I stopped doing that because then people wind up with 30 plugins and features they don't need and wonder why their site's slow. So now I just say, look for the developers that are more prominent and they're clearly better at what they're doing than some of the other stuff and get the features you need. If you don't need it, don't install it.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody in the last hour about the church website that I had built and for my own church. So other people said, well, we'll help you manage it. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I showed them how to use WordPress, whatever. And I had given them admin access, which is fine because I always back everything up. If they screw it up, I'll just, you know, reset it, whatever. And so I logged in one day because like they're complaining to me, the site's so slow. Well, I log in and there's like five different ways to manage the softball team, five different plugins for softball management. There's like five different plugins for the weather. They had put the like a little weather app on the church website. I said, okay, first of all, if you're not going to use the other four, you delete them because we don't need five of them. And oh, by the way, they're all turned on. It wasn't like any of them were deactivated. So let's get rid of four. I go, and you know, anybody that's going to our church actually lives here. So if they want to know what the weather is, they just look out the window. They don't go to the church website. You don't think, I wonder what the weather is. I'm going to go to my church website. So let's get rid of that altogether. So, yeah.
That sounds about right. Sounds like so many from churches I've helped with over the years to you name it. Democratic Party websites, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
my favorite is the ones that have like five security plugins that all do the same thing and start locking each other out. That was great when I used to have to do support.
Oh, you mean like five security plugins doesn't just mean like five gates that they have to walk through? It's not like Game of Thrones where I have the drawbridge and the fire and the trench.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just more of a headache.
Exactly. Especially when they're all fighting over who's doing what and you don't even know how to fix it.
Yep. Yeah. You don't know which one locked me out. I don't know.
Let's just disable all of them. That's right. And of course, nobody that's building their own site has any idea how to like FTP in and rename the plugins folder. So, you know.
But that's, you know, that goes back to which plugins to use. Everybody thinks that they have to have every feature. And that's why I'm kind of on this rant, if you will, about no, you don't need these features. Pare it down, keep it simple, communicate your message. You don't need to do all this other stuff. So
right. Exactly. It's like right back again to the church is not the place people look for the weather.
Exactly.
So that's where they pray that the weather gets better.
Yeah, that could work.
But they know what the weather is already, so.
Very true.
That's too funny. At any point in your WordPress journey, whether you were just starting out or, you know, at any point along all the way up until today, have you ever had a mentor that worked under you? Somebody took you under their wing, showed you the way here or there?
I would say so much with my WordPress side. Before that, my old boss, the one who called me up when I was about to take the last airline job and said, hey, do you want this other job? I'd say him and the head of the department at Southern Illinois University, a guy by the name of Dr. David Neumeier, and my boss, David James, were probably my mentors with going through a lot of this. An awful lot of how I modeled directions I went and learned to troubleshoot were solving problems for their stuff and trying to make sure things work well.
That's awesome. I think it's so nice when you do have somebody that can kind of guide you along in any particular part of your life that you can kind of harken back to and say, do you have an idea of how to do this? Or what would be your approach to that kind of thing?
Oh, totally. Every time I put together like a monitor and on my desk and the cables are hanging, I still think, thank God I don't work for David anymore. He'd kill me for the way these cables are tied up.
There's too much spaghetti behind there. Get those neater.
Exactly.
There's a subreddit called, I'm not going to remember what it's called now, but it's something about when things look perfect, right? So it's for the people who have OCD. And every once in a while, somebody will show the cabling in like a major server center and how the cables are so beautifully tied and cabled together. And they could just feel that everybody that ever looks at the picture go, somebody did it right.
So true too, though, right?
I
mean...
I have a lot of cables that connect all the pieces on my desk here, and my coworkers are always going, "You gonna do something about that?" I'm like, "What do I do? They all have to be plugged into something." I'll tuck some of it behind, but at some point they're just there.
I just replaced this desk in April, and this is a standing desk. I'm out with the uplift desk. There, I had to like keep everything so it doesn't get caught as it comes up and down. But before that, it's amazing. I've never started a fire.
I love it. That would be good. Well, you could always get Sam Smith to come over and help you put it out. He's all about the firefighting, right?
That is true. Although, at least he used to be. I don't know. I might really be in trouble if I pull him out of retirement.
Well, that's true. maybe just have your own fire extinguisher and cable better then.
Probably a smarter idea.
Too funny. Who is someone that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
It's another, like I said, I thought of all your questions. It's like, how do I even answer these? Because there's so many. I will say one of the reasons I picked WP Engine at the end, because I did have another offer at the time, was Heather, the CEO, Heather Brunner. Not so much in the WordPress community directly, but just the company just seems so well run. And since I've been here, it's the first time the company's over 600 people, and I don't even work in the office, but every time I see her, "Hi, how you doing?" You know, up and down that, knows you by name. That type of attitude, that type of management is always a good thing. And there are dozens of other, you know, I've talked about Matt. I've talked about all these folks I've met over the years, Roy Sivan, Josh Pollock, so many folks I admire and really look up to and have helped me be who I am with WordPress. Yeah. I just can't think of too many I can really narrow it down to, because there are so many.
I agree. I would have a difficult time answering my own question on that one, to be honest. So, but it's really fun to put other people on the spot.
One I will put on the spot is Deborah Edwards-Anoro. She's Red Crew on Twitter, and she is probably the best person I've met WordPress. She's one that I've talked to for years. I don't think I've seen her in person since 2013, which is somebody who always seems to have the pulse and knows everybody, and everybody knows. Always speaks a good word. There's some that's the type of person you want to look up to. Nobody has ever had anything bad to say about them.
That's awesome. Yeah. I strive to be that person, but I know I'm not that person yet.
Same here. I understand.
Feet of clay. Isn't that what they say?
Something like that. Yeah.
What's something that you want to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
I actually gave a keynote presentation at WordCamp Utrecht last of all on Gutenberg, and I've never really coded in Gutenberg still. So I probably need to dive back in and start getting into the React stuff and that at some point. That'd be fun to, I'm not a big JavaScript fan, so I've kind of avoided it, but I need to go back that direction a little bit.
Just to get a little more acquainted with it, huh?
Yeah.
You're not the first developer to say React, by the way. That comes up a lot.
I could see that. Instead of going JavaScript, I completely abandoned PHP, went even further back end. So at some point, I need to pull back a little bit.
Be a little more well-rounded for sure, right? I don't even know PHP. I like to joke about the fact that there's a ton of question marks in PHP, and it doesn't make any sense to me why nothing ever is an answer. It's always just a question.
You should see my comments. I actually had about a year period where as somewhat jokingly after a joke with somebody I was working with, all my comments in PHP actually were questions. So I like how you say that. That's exactly the direction I went at one point.
That's funny. There's a million developer jokes too online, especially memes. If you ever just need a minute of levity, just go into like images.google.com and just search development memes. They're fun.
Oh, yes.
Also 404 pages. I love, like, when I need a moment of levity, I will just search 404 pages because there's some really funny stuff out there for sure. It's one of my favorite things to do is build a funny 404, by the way. Good stuff.
I'm about to redo mine. I'll have to ask your advice.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to my old one after this, and you can see there's a picture of me in the fifth grade. It's probably the worst picture that's ever been taken of me, and I've put it up there because that's kind of what a 404 feels like. Like, ooh, I did not need to see that.
Love it.
I'll share it with you later.
Awesome.
Yeah. What is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
There's so many. I know this is
You're
a
not
family,
perfect.
I know this is a family show. I think back to how I first met Jeffro from WP Tavern in real life. We had just launched the first version of iTheme Security. We had rewritten some of the features, and one of the features, even though the first time I ever did a beta, we had like 400 people in the beta, a really big bug got missed. Wanted to bring it down. We estimated somewhere between 10 and 20,000 WordPress sites. And, you know, this is 5 years ago. And when I first met Jeffro, it was WordCamp Miami that year. I kind of knew from his avatar. I'm chatting with some folks. He walks up and he goes, "So you're that asshole who crashed all those websites." So yeah, I start with the good part about it because I joke with Jeffro. I consider him a good friend. He's a good guy. But it came out of, one of the biggest blunders I had made was not proper testing on that feature.
You know, a lot of other people say, "Well, I once got the white screen of death." You're like, "I white screened 20,000 websites."
If I'm go big or go home, right?
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna have to make sure I put that in the tweet when I post this episode. He went from taking down a million websites to helping you build it on your own server.
A million? Give me some credit here.
Okay, 20K. Oh my gosh, that's a really good story. I love it. And you learned what from it? Testing. You said that.
Yep, the importance of testing.
For sure. And were you able to bring them back up rather quickly, or?
It took a few days before we really got everything sorted out. I mean, we were able to, once we realized what the problem was, we could get that feature disabled, but to get it all sorted out, at first we're like, no, that's what the feature's supposed to do. I mean, it took a while to really understand what was going on because it was definitely more complicated than we had thought at first, but we did, we got it fixed.
That's funny. I had once, my biggest mistake probably was not, I would always back up my sites. I would always make sure that everything was updated, et cetera. But I had a friend who I was letting host on my site as well. And I had 13 different sites on the same shared hosting. And that one, when I finally logged into it to figure out what was going on, because all 13 of these sites were infected, he hadn't updated a single plugin in over a year. I now call him Patient Zero. The index patient.
Nice.
And it took me forever to fix those because I didn't know how to do that. I'd never, all of the literature tells you how to keep your site from being infected. Nothing tells you how to fix a broken site because nobody ever wants to admit that it happens to them.
That's true.
So I'm the one who goes out and says it happened to me. So it really happened to you too, though. And the phone calls that you get, though, when people's sites are down, I had 13, you had 20,000.
Oh yeah, we had quite the anger, but we could do is push through and fix it. So that's what we did.
Probably very little sleep during those 3 days or whatever too.
It was that whole week was that was a really, really, really rough week.
But Jeffro's response to you is the best. I think I like that.
Yeah, that's one I'll never be able to live down.
That's great. I love that story. That's awesome. What's your proudest WordPress moment? Let's turn the tables and make it a little happier now.
Oh, I have a couple people I've mentored over the years and watching them get jobs in WordPress or just kind of their dream job type of thing, I think would be some of the proudest moments. Michelle Jones, Butcher Jones is one of them. Mm-hmm. People I've worked with that I've helped mentor and just kind of watch them move on to where they want to be. I had a gentleman I was mentoring down here call me about 3 weeks ago to say he finally got a development job and thanking me for coaching for a while. And those are definitely the best parts of it.
That's awesome. And not only is Michelle working on what she loves, she's on the WordCamp US team this year too.
Yep. She tried to rope me back in and I managed to dodge it this year, but
they got me.
Uh-oh.
So I'm on that team now this year too. So it's a lot of fun though.
It is. A lot of work. I did it last year and then I got sucked into, I was actually an organizing team for WordCamp Utrecht. And yeah, I live in Florida, that's in the Netherlands. So I had two WordCamps and I switched jobs at the same time. So just needless to say, I didn't have as much time for, I was working with Laura Cristiano. Mm-hmm. So this year I voluntarily bowed out because I didn't think it fair that I risked that 2 years in a row.
And I'll tell you, they've redesigned the way they do the whole WordCamp US team. There's over 50 of us now.
This was Jen Swisher was kind of led that charge, is my understanding. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to hear. It was great because there were, I wasn't the only one who didn't have time last fall.
Yeah.
But there was a whole lot of, you know, Laura, I think, picked up for everybody who didn't have time. And then on her own team, she had to pick up for me. So it's great to see that there's a lot more help this year. I'm really
happy. Yeah. It's nicer because if something comes up, you can always ask for somebody else on the team to help out, which is good because there's more people that are there to be able to do that, and share the burden is a lot easier for sure.
Totally. Makes sense.
If you weren't working in web technologies and you weren't a pilot, let's take that off the off of the table too. What's another career that you might like to attempt? Something that might be fun to try?
My first career, my first technical professional career job, whatever, is I was a jazz trumpet player. So maybe go back to music. I don't know. I think about this one all the time. There's too many things I want to do. Writer would be neat. Going back to music, teacher. There's like 50 of them I could think of. I can't narrow it down. So I'd probably just be the jack of all trades if I wasn't in WordPress. This just keeps me centered.
There you go. I love it. That's awesome. What's something on your bucket list?
The pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela. It's a walk from northwest Spain all the, or northwest France all the way across Spain to the northwest coast of Spain. Something I wanted to do forever.
I actually had a friend that did that. A massage therapist that did that a few years ago. And she said it was the most amazing, life-changing experience she ever went through.
I believe it. I watched Carrie Dills with Fascination last summer do it. And I've had a few other friends that have done it. So it's going to happen.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. And now you can't say jazz trumpet because you already used that one. So you got to have a different answer. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know about you.
Oh, so you tell me to prep and then you turn the tables on me. I'm probably the only airline captain you'll ever meet that went through a 6.7 earthquake in the airplane.
How do you go through an earthquake in an airplane?
It was the epicenter was just a couple miles from us. We hadn't taken off yet.
Oh.
I thought it was wind and we heard people in the back of the airplane scream earthquake. We looked up and you could see it moving through the
Wow.
Of course, then we took off and looked at each other and go, you know, it's a really good thing that runway hadn't opened up. They don't teach you how to handle that one.
Or like the big bump in the runway.
Exactly.
If it buckles or something, that's crazy. So was that in California or was that elsewhere?
Nope. I was working out of Maui at the time, so it was on the Big Island.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I love Maui, by the way. I've been there twice. Great island.
We so when we left Texas to move here, we so talked about moving back, but with all the WordCamps and everything, that's 6 hours to anything from there. So it just wasn't, it didn't make sense. But, oh, I miss it.
I bet. The sacred pools, the seven sacred pools of Hana. The road to Hana is like one of the craziest things. It's a short distance that takes about 4 hours to drive.
Yep. Well, that was when friends would visit, we'd do the road to Hana. I had a friend who worked in the telescopes up in Haleakala. So we got to go in those a couple times and the seven sacred pools, like when you live there, everybody's like, no, there's not even seven of them. This is just a tourist trap. Don't even bother. So we never actually went to those, but all kinds of neat things I miss from out there.
Yeah, it's a good place. It's fun. Very, very, very nice. So how can people find you online? So website, Twitter account, how do they find you?
Sure, you can find me at Chris Wigman on just about anything. Twitter, GitHub, chriswigman.com. I'm sure there's probably some other services I don't even remember I'm signed up for anymore.
That's awesome. Anything else you'd like to talk about today or anything that's burning a hole to say, hey, I want to talk about such and such?
Nope. Just say thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this ethics panel this weekend. That's going to be
It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you miss flying? Do you still fly at all ever?
I don't miss the airlines at all. I miss teaching it. Mm. But you can't, there's not much of a living in it. I'm actually hoping as schedules calm down, to go back and take a student on the weekends. I still have a flight instructor certificate.
Oh, that could be fun for sure. Yeah. Very nice. Would be fun to fly yourself to the next WordCamp too, maybe in a small jet or something. I don't know. Pick people up on the way, push them out of the airplane with a parachute when this is your stop.
Skydiving is fun. I've done that enough times.
That's been, a couple people brought that up as their bucket list item. And I'm like, I will cheer you from the ground, brother, because I am not going up and jumping out of a plane.
I can't climb a ladder, but I can jump out of an airplane.
Well, there you go, right? Crazy. My brother and I were talking yesterday about that guy, I don't remember his name, that jumped out of a balloon from space a few years back. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Like 120,000 feet or something.
Yeah, and he lost consciousness and started to spin for part of it. But he landed and he lived through it. And then there was the guy a couple years ago that jumped out of a plane and landed in a net without a parachute.
Yep. Yeah, that's... No, there's my limit. Jumper guys with the wingsuits and all that. Nope.
Like, I'll fly that plane, but I'm not jumping. Right? Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to, you know, sharing this out with people and seeing you soon. See you this weekend for sure.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate having me.
No problem. We'll see you on Twitter and other places for sure.
Sounds good. Take care.
Bye.